Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
All right. Hey, hey, hey. You know, once again, you know, I'm honored for my grandson to be able to introduce me in terms of, you know, this show, Home-Based Business 101, and I'm just so thankful. And, hey, we have an exciting show for you today. As you know, we're into the new lineup on Home-Based Business 101, and yesterday we had Angel for You 2 debut show here on Home-Based Business 101. And today we have the Jashari's Love Show. And, you know, this is a debut for that show, which will be featured here on Thursdays, right here on Home-Based Business 101. And today, in terms of show description, you're going to learn why Jashari loves working from home, plus why working from home gives her more time to do other things that she loves. And she's a very special person and also very special to me, but I'm not going to give away all of the secrets. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go pull up her introduction piece that was specially designed and done for her by our introduction specialist. You know him. That's Isaiah. Hold on.
Hi, Bill. Welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know her. She's everybody's hero and my best friend. Would you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mrs. Jahi?
Well, Jumbo, oh, hello, my listening audience. I am so happy to be able to be over the airwaves and over the Blog Talk Radio to speak to you. Yes, I am Jashari's love, and I am so excited to be the grandmother of Isaiah, our spokesperson and the person who introduces this show. I'm also excited to be coming on after Angel for You 2 has made her fantastic debut. And today is my first program also on Blog Talk Radio. This is such an exciting day because the Creator has blessed me to be able to share with you my experiences, my wonderful experiences with my home-based e-commerce business. My theme song is an old one. So some of you baby boomers, you'll probably know this one. I'm not going to sing it, but I'm going to give you the title and the author. It's What the World Needs Now is Love, Sweet Love. And you remember the person who sung that song. Yes, Dionne Warwick. And the reason that song has been always so special to me ever since I was a very young child is because that is something that the world needs. The world does need love, and it needs a lot of love. I'm very excited to be in a business that allows me to relax, that allows me to be able to give, and allows me to set and control my atmosphere, my daily atmosphere, as to how I want to start my day and how I want to end my day. I'm in a fantastic business that got me out of the rat race. Yes, it got me out of the rat race and into the opportunity to be in the privacy of my home, getting up when I want to get up, and wearing what I want to wear. It also has allowed me the opportunity to set and control my atmosphere. Yeah, the atmosphere. You know, if you're working on a regular job, you can't just get up in most places unless you're in your private office and change how the lighting is coming through the window. You can't get up and control who walks past your desk. But when you're at home, you can control that. You can control your daily interaction. You see, in this business, I choose to be around pleasant, up, and positive people. That's the way I choose to set the atmosphere for my day. I like to live my life with more tranquility and peace. I'm in a situation that I can get up at any given time during the course of my day while doing my business and just step out in the backyard and see the beautiful birds and hear them chirping and watch the squirrels and just take a few minutes just to enjoy what the Creator has given us. It gives me more time to be more loving to myself and more loving to others, to take my time to choose special things like healthy foods. You know, sometimes we don't think about that, But as business owners, we've got to really make sure that we're not rushing and out trying to be a part of all the crazy stuff that's going on. And this business gives me the opportunity to set the pace for everything that I do every day, including being more selective about what I eat, and also with the fantastic income, it allows me to be able to eat much better. I can go to the better stores to buy the things that I really want, whatever kind of fruit that I want. If I want to eat pineapple a couple of days a week, that's some of the things that I get a chance to do. And I want to kind of leave that on the mind of some of the business owners or people who choose to go in business for yourself, that it's not just the money, but it's also how you control your life. Taking the time to, maybe you want to do something. You have more time to do things like that. You'll be more conscious of taking the time out each day to exercise. Because, see, you've got to take care of you so you can take care of business. Take care of you so you can take care of business. Take your time out for prayer and meditation, whatever you need to do in that particular area. Pray and meditate and keep on purpose. What is your purpose? Why are you even doing what you do? Because in this business, it has allowed me to really open up my imagination. With the type of income that we're allowed to make in this business, I can do so many things that I've always, always wanted to do. Now, I'm going to tell you a few more things that I think that, you know, are very important and very exciting about this particular business. You know, as we said, what the world needs now is love, sweet love, more love. And the thing about this is a business that gives me the opportunity, actually encourages me to continuously give gifts every day. I can give a gift any day, all day long. And for any of those listeners out there that are brave enough, yes, I said brave enough, curious enough, yes, I said curious enough, have enough courage and wants to step out on faith to see what are we talking about on this show, then I will encourage you to email me, and I will give you my email at the end of this broadcast so you can find out how could she possibly be in a business that allows her to give a gift any day, any time of the day. And the business actually encourages that. Also, another thing that I love about this business is that I get to live my passion. I've always loved working with youth. And with our youth and our Movements Unlimited group program, we've taken them on many, many trips. We've had youth intern programs. And usually by the time they reach 18, they need to go to another level as far as youth internship is concerned. And wow, now my home-based fitness can help them in that area. Because at age 18, they can actually become a home-based business owner and go from a young person who may have been making a nice little income as a teenager to entering the world of making serious, serious money so they can do the things that they really need to do and the things that they want to do. Also, I've always, always enjoyed being able to take young people to the places that I enjoy, to museums anywhere around the country. Oh, my family, we're famous for our weekend and overnight getaways. So we've been able to share that with our young people, and we get calls all the time of them going back to some of the museums. A lot of our trips are educational. Yes, they are. And some of the places that we have been, some of the places up in the mountains up in Virginia, and some places further than that, and allowing them to be able to enjoy the things that we enjoy, the nature, you know, a day in nature, just enjoying those type of things. And what else do I love about this business? Well, I do the same thing that most of you do. I'm always telling people, hey, over this store over here, they got a great deal on dresses. And over there, you can get your shoes at a discount. Hey, look, here's a good place for you to go and get a car and really save money on these different things. So, you know, it really allows me, as I said before, to give good information because people love good information. Most ladies love to tell another lady where she got a good deal on any kind of clothing, shoes, jewelry, any type of thing that she has purchased. And you know how you guys are. Anything concerning a car, hey, you're so eager to tell them, hey, man, this is where I got the last car that I bought, or this is where I got my set of tires. But see, now, besides it's being good people, besides it's being loving and caring, we get paid. We get paid a commission every time somebody shops on our e-commerce home-based business center. Every time they go there, we will get paid a commission for that. And that's what I love about this business. It's relaxing. It's exciting. I can go as fast as I want to go. I can make as much money as I want to make. I get to share it with young people. I get to make changes in the economy of this country by being able to put people back to work, but in their own home, in their own home-based business, I get to help the everyday person save money. And I find that to be extremely, extremely exciting. And again, my name is Jasari's Love, and I love every minute of what I do. For more information on who I am and what I do, and for you to be able to figure out what does the Jasari mean anyway, because I didn't tell you what that meant, and I'm not going to tell you, because I want to see who out there is curious. Who out there is unafraid to key in these following letters to my email address, which is jasarislove@movementsunlimited.com. And that is spelled J as in joy, A as in always, S as in so much, A as in always, R as in rise, I as in integrity, S as in so wonderful, love, L-O-V-E, at movements, with a S, unlimited.com. And I've enjoyed talking to you. I hope you've learned something. Think about what you're going to eat. Think about your atmosphere. Think about getting out of that rat race. And think about typing in, keying in, Jasari's Love at movementsunlimited.com, because you could receive a gift from me, a gift of a lifetime. Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, we want to thank you for sharing that wonderful information that you shared this morning, Mrs. Jahi. And, you know, could you also elaborate a little bit more with the listening audience how and again, why, you know, this whole passion of controlling your time and, you know, controlling the things that you do in relationship to, you know, a lot of people just existing or going through stuff but not really taking the time to see the moment and the moments and the moments that you're able to see and what they mean to you by having control over your time.
Yes. Well, one of the experiences that I had for about 13 years, I was working a regular full-time job. And to be really honest with you, I really hadn't had enough exposure to the different type of industries that were, you know, that were available. So I had a government job, and that job, I'm getting feedback on this. That job did, you know, provide me with an income. And being, I started the job when I was 17. Being 17 years old, going from the earnings that I was getting at G.C. Murphy's, which was like just a couple of dollars an hour back then, you all, back in 1970, I was making just really like $2 an hour as a part-time employee, you know, as a teenager. You know, leaving from there and then making, you know, what I thought was a couple of hundred dollars a week, I thought was wild, was a lot of money. But as I became an adult and we got family responsibilities, that money just was not, you know, allowing me to do all the things that I needed to do. And so I also realized that I enjoyed performing arts and that I really didn't want to be stuck and sitting at a desk every day. And even though we had leave and other things like that, I really wanted a lot more freedom. And so I just decided to take an opportunity. And at that time, to be honest with you, the company was called A.L. Williams. And I stepped out on faith and went into that particular business. And I learned a lot from that business. And what I learned was what was really out here, that there were a lot of other people out here who had a lot of different businesses that they were doing, and that some of them were home-based businesses. And that these people were getting up when they wanted to get up. And that really made a difference to me. And it also gave me time for my Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company. It gave me a lot more time to work with young people. And I began to realize that I could just flip every single thing in my life and take total control and design my day exactly the way I wanted to go with the guidance of the Creator, my God. And, you know, the Creator just blessed me and my husband. I met my husband, N.A.L. Williams, to be able to see life through a whole different lens. And this is Black Talk Radio, Black Liberation Radio also. And I just want people to know that you need to really know what liberation is. And you don't really get to know what it is until you get up when you want to. For example, I get up now when the birds chirp. I made up my mind I'm turning the alarm clock off. And I know that some people say, this is crazy. You've got business to take care of. But the thing of it is, I love the sound of the birds chirping, natural birds. I don't even want an alarm clock that sounds like a bird. I want real birds chirping. And I love getting up as the sun rises. That's a choice that I've personally made. And that's when I get up. And I love to go to bed when I get good and ready to go to bed. And I love being able to have my lunch when I love to have my lunch. And I love to be able to take my time and eat it when I want to eat it. And by the way, I did work a job last year in which we couldn't really leave the premises to go get our lunch. So I know what it means to really want to be liberated. And this business that I have, this wonderful home-based business, has given me the opportunity to redesign my life and to be liberated. And that's what this business really means to me.
All right. Okay. So, hey, folks, you heard it this morning from Jasari's Love. And I'm going to do is play a little Jeff Majors and then come back after that and give you some announcements for the week. And, hey, so just hold on, sit back, listen to Jeff Majors here.
Oh,
ages. Hey, you know, hey, I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yes, we do need to make sure that we are spiritually balanced as we deal with our business. Again, I said spiritually balanced. I didn't say religiously balanced, because that's the difference between those two things. And again, I do not push one religion over the other. I'm for religious freedom and believe that there's many paths that lead to God and also lead to God consciousness and in being able to strengthen our spirituality. Okay, as I said, you know, hey, we wanted to wrap up today's show, and I'm working on a special guest for tomorrow's show here on Home-Based Business 101. And, you know, hey, you know, folk, just do it. Just go after what it is that you want in life and find a way to do that so that you can enjoy the joys and peace and the privilege of being able to work from home. The thing is, now in today's world, technology, it can be a great thing if used properly. A great thing if used properly. This radio show, again, is part of a whole piece of home-based business, working from home, being able to do a radio show from the comfort of your home, being able to reach out to people all over the world, because it's being broadcast all over the world, from the comfort of your home. I mean, this internet is this is it, folks. You know, Robert Kiyosaki talks about that we're in the information age, and you need to be able to know how to make money by helping process information. And the better you get at that, the more you're going to make. The industrial age, hey, it's dying up, it's going away. So make sure that you get involved in terms of this information age wave. And with that in mind, hey, let me give out some of those announcements again I gave out yesterday. If you live in the Raleigh dorm area, Thursday night, that's right, tomorrow night, Thursday night, for those in the Raleigh dorm area or for those in other parts of North Carolina that, you know, it doesn't take long to get there to Raleigh dorm, or even if you're out of the state and, you know, want to get to the Raleigh dorm area tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Holiday Inn Express on Miami Boulevard. Mr. Jerome Hughes will be in the house. Mr. Jerome Hughes is a bona fide millionaire and a millionaire mentor in what we're involved in terms of this home-based business piece. Mr. Hughes will share with you also how years ago he started off as a meat cutter in Piggly Wiggly and learned something about home-based businesses and has never looked back from those days when he was a meager meat cutter at Piggly Wiggly, you know, cutting meat to provide and take care of his family, and was introduced to something, a whole system of marketing that changed his life forever. So he'll be here in the Raleigh dorm area, and that's going to be tomorrow night at 6 p.m. If you're interested in going, again, you can email us at themugroup@movementsunlimited.com, or you can give us a call at 252-977-6834. Also, this Saturday in Washington, D.C., Columbia, Maryland, at the Sheraton, the Town Hall Sheraton right there on the lake in Columbia, for those that know a little bit about Columbia, Maryland, Mr. Scott Tomer, the CEO of the home parent company that we involved with in terms of home-based business, will be there from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock sharing this wonderful opportunity and how you can take advantage of it and get involved. And that's going to be this Saturday, March the 13th in Columbia, Maryland. So make sure you check that out. Again, you know, we'll be back on again tomorrow at 10, and hopefully I'll have a special guest here tomorrow as we talk about some techniques for renewing your mind to strengthen your internal belief system to help you prosper in your home-based business. So until next time, this has been Home-Based Business 101, and I'm Baba Jahi, and today we had Thursday, we debuted the Jasari's Love Show. And Jasari will be back with us next Thursday. Make sure that you email her and that's jasarislove@movementsunlimited.com. jasarislove@movementsunlimited.com, and that's jasarislove@movementsunlimited.com. I'm going to close out with my theme song, It's My Time, and until next time, make sure it's your time. Peace.
You enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.